Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, we have had a ball here in the city of Benton Harbor. I mean, this has been a heavyweight fight. We got this sleazeball mayor who there's never been a camera he didn't like. He wanted to be in front of the camera every minute of the day. The governor was trying to take over the school. But I had informed them that the governor has no authority to take over the schools here in the city of Benton Harbor. Now, she can send in an emergency manager, but she could not close the school down. And you don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to figure that out. People was running around here with their head cut off or like their head cut off. They was crying and you name it. They was doing everything you could think of. These folks, but they really didn't care. That was just a show, you know, because if they care, now that the smoke has cleared, they all have ran and hide. It's unfortunate. They always say black people run fast, but they don't run long. You see, if something's happening right now, they're willing to jump up and fight and do everything they can. And then if they go home and sleep on it, it's okay. That's not all now. That's some. But I have found this to be true. We have people here, like the ministers. What they're trying to do is figure out, at first they was promised a charter school. So they was all in favor of closing down the high school. After I made the announcement that the governor didn't have the authority to do it, they thought that they could bully the school board, which is probably about as the dumbest group of people you ever would meet, not qualified to be on anybody's school board, not qualified to tell to direct your children when it comes to education. They thought that they was going to bully these guys, but we was working hard to make sure that they understood that we knew that the governor could not close the school down. The only way she could have closed the school down if the school board members would have signed a new agreement, which is so amazing because they were scared. They were shaking in their boots, and they had the five-year agreement in their hand while they were shaking. You already got a five-year agreement. How are the governor going to come in and tear up that agreement and close down your high school so Whirlpool Corporation can have the lakefront land? How? It's not even possible, you see. But they always think that black people are so dumb, so stupid, and you throw a few dollars on the table, we're going to grab the money and lynch our children. That was the program. That was the way we do it. Then we had this mayor. Remember this name. Don't ever forget it. His name is Marcus Mahoney. He's a follower of my good friend, Minister Louis Farrakhan. But I support Minister Louis Farrakhan, but I do not support this guy. He's a bowling sellout. They gave him a few dollars, put him in a nice car, and now he's trying to come back on the other side. He can't come back because they don't want him no more. They know exactly who he is. So now he's trying to switch horses right in the middle of the race. But listen, I got to get to my program. I got some of my greatest friends are on the show today. I got Minister Shea. He's going to be coming on right after my good friend Malak. I love these people. These are two of my closest friends. And strong warriors, fighters, soldiers, always on that front line, And my good friend Malak, we're going to be talking about all the missing ladies and gentlemen and little girls that's missing. Over 75,000 black girls and women are missing across the country. And nobody want to talk about it. You know, if it was that Elizabeth Smart, you know, remember that little white girl, 6-year-old, that came up dead and stuff like that, they still talking about her. 10, 15, 20 years ago, Natalie Holloway, they still talking about these white folks. But you never, ever hear about us. And we don't talk about it. If it's not our family members, we normally don't care. We normally don't care. We're going to face the facts. If it's not about you, you really don't care. We got to get out of that. When someone is missing, we need to go look for it. But listen, let me bring in my good friend, Malak, a young man from sunny California, my very good friend, a true soldier, a true brother, a man who I love dearly. Malak, are you there? Talk to me.
I'm doing good. How you doing, Pastor Pinckney? Shalom, everybody out there.
Yeah, all right, that's right. Talk to these people because they here. We got a full house. I don't think we can squeeze them.
I'm gonna say this now. Now this is a serious situation right here, you know, and we got to start taking it real serious.
Absolutely.
You know, in our community, it should be a state of emergency right now. Because I think it was 100 and me and my wife were just looking at it a few minutes ago. I think it was 160,000 people been missing from the past 3 years, and 64,000 of them was women and little girls. And so now the big question is, why is this going on? And what is happening? You know, with me being a Hebrew Israelite, our main thing is to let everybody know that the Most High have created us to be different amongst all the people. You know, I know everybody want us to be the same. Everybody's saying, oh, everybody the same. Our body is different than all the people on the face of the earth. These people, just imagine, they got some guy that's dying, and he need a kidney, right? They gonna go get the kidney from the strongest person up on the face of the planet. Right?
Absolutely.
And so we are the donors of all of that. Another thing, my people, be very careful when you go to the DMV and put donor on your driver's license. Because when you put donor on your driver's license and the police find out you're a donor, your life could be in jeopardy. So we have to be very aware of what's going on. We can't even be playing no more. Like, all of the men that's out there, we got to start really taking care of our women. Out here in California, the Hebrews out here, we actually getting some little devices, and we putting it on our women and our children so we can find out where they at. You know, it's like these little it's like little keychain looking things, but wherever that thing is, I can find out where my wife is at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So we got to start doing this because this is big. This is way bigger than what we can even imagine. The government is a part of this. All these people is missing it in America, and they not. There's no state of emergency going on. So if we don't care about it, then why should they care about it? So we got to start lifting up our voice and coming together. And like Pastor Pinckney just said, when we get in this fight, we got to be in this fight to the end. We're not just in here just to run about a good 100 meters and then we're going to stop. We got to keep going. This is a cross-country run, and we're going to run it to the end and make it cross the finish line. So with us being the powerful people that we are, it's very important that we have awareness. Do not let your wife walk around by herself. We got to start having meetings and showing the women what they should do and what they shouldn't do. A lot of the women is getting taken at grocery stores because a van will just pull up, snatch them in the car, and boom, you gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to be watchful. Like this world is wicked out here. You know what I'm saying? They coming for you. And now what's happening to these women? A lot of them is becoming you know, sex slaves. A lot of them is being chopped up in a lot of different pieces, and they just taking whatever they want. Did you just see on the news that they got this doctor? They got this doctor, and he was going around selling body parts, and and they only gave him probation. You seen that, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
So that's just one out of thousands. You know what I'm saying? It's happening. This is happening on a large scale, and he just got caught. You know what I'm saying? And the government is behind it. They behind all this stuff. They don't care about us, man. This is why we got to care about us. And it's time. Playtime is all. They have a couple of things where they just going around and they using us for sport to kill. Sometimes they don't want to just go around and kill a deer or a rabbit. They want to kill a human being. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And want to eat people. Man, this place is wicked, man.
Oh, man.
This is a wicked world right now.
You know, one of the things you said that really got my attention is that the body parts part too. You know, all these girls is missing, mm-hmm. all these people are missing, and I believe this from my heart, because we have a Lakeland Hospital here in Barron County, and people go in with colds and end up dying, and they have some kind of agreement, I believe, with the morticians. And all these people do not report these things and stuff like that. Because I truly believe that you know, that is a multi-billion dollar operation dealing with body parts. And who has mm-hmm. the strongest body part there is in the world? Black folks. You know, your parts, you know, your kidneys mm-hmm. and your heart, your brains and liver and everything else. When we talk about stuff like that, you're talking about a multi-billion dollar operation, and they are doing this to our people, and nobody is saying that. We're too busy fighting with each other to fight them about something like that. Oh, that's not happening. People wouldn't steal body parts from other people. But see, that's what they want people to say. And here's another thing, that news that we watch. It is designed to break our concentration on what's really going on in the world. If we don't pull ourselves together, start fighting together, standing together, they're going to eventually wipe us out if we don't do that. Because they get themselves trained for predator. They're training their children how to fire firearms. We're too busy in there trying to do a drive-by, trying to learn how to shoot. And it gets so much going on. But we must get on and find out why all these people are missing and where they're at. And I tell you, every single week for the next 2 years, I'm going to be talking about these missing women.
It's like the modern day when Frankenstein, y'all remember that movie Frankenstein? When they were putting all these body parts together to create a big, strong monster, that's exactly what they were showing us that was going to end up happening, which is happening. You know, they want your arms. They want your legs. They want your heart. They want your liver. They want to be us. We like bionic people, man. Like, we like Superman around here. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So they want to reconstruct themselves to be us. They hate mm-hmm. us, but they want to be us.
Absolutely.
And so it's a real, real serious thing, man. And I really think that strong men all over the place, and we just need to have a real, real good conversation about this. All of our people need to have this conversation.
Yeah.
But the men, we need to have a conversation about what we're going to do about it. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because we got this tendency to only care when it's happening to us. And we got to look at ourselves as a nation and not as an individual. So you be like, oh, yes, a lot of women gone. They don't care. But then when it's somebody in your family, now you care.
Right.
So that's care before somebody in your family.
Right. And they want you to drop everything you're doing and help them.
Exactly. Yeah. When you didn't give a darn before, you know what I'm saying? When it was somebody else. And mm-hmm. and that's the way that this world is, man. And it's sad that we think like that. But this is the year for us to change our mindset. We have to change the way we think about each other. We got to love one another. We got to fix our community. We got to see all of the homeless people that's going through it. We got to come up with a plan to help them. And we got all the resources to do it. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? So we,
Absolutely.
If we all came together, got one big building, said, look, this building right here is going to be for the homeless. We going to help them. Everybody put in $100 a month or whatever they're going to do. And, man, we will be taking care of those people. Those people will be taken care of, and it would not even have to go through the government at all. We'll be doing it ourselves. We can create our own security to secure our streets. A lot of gangbangers out here in California, we actually having meetings with them about, you know, trying to change up the game. We don't want the police. We want to call our own people to try to resolve the situation before it get, you know, out of hand. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we know we going to take the right procedures that need to be taken. Like, police coming, they going to kill the one who called you. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? We can't. I mean, it's just getting to a place where war is about to happen. You know, they didn't already declare war upon us, and we ain't even doing nothing about it. They shooting us down dead in the street. They kidnapping our women like crazy. You know what I'm saying? We have to sit back.
Don't forget about the prison system. They utilizing that.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's a bad. Our people is in a real, real bad place. It's because, and the real thing that's so bad about it is that we don't even care. We're not even thinking. We're not even seeing what's gonna end up happening. We at a place where they can actually put us right back in slavery, and we can't do nothing about it because we ain't preparing. We ain't learning how to protect ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I see about the Mexicans, they stick together. They stick together. They work together.
They
live together. They build together. And we gotta learn from them. They don't be asking the government for too much because they do it themselves. They come over here as a legal alien, get a job. They all stay in one place, and they build everything up until they get to the place where they can all split off and keep going. And we gotta start doing the same thing.
Another thing,
we the strongest. Mm-hmm.
They buy from each other. They have stores and they keep their dollar circulating within their family or within their race of people. We don't want to own nothing. We don't want to do nothing really. I shouldn't say all of us, but there's a thing that we don't want to do. We don't like here in Benton Harbor. There's only one black store in this whole city. One black store.
Mm-hmm.
And you got about 12 Arab stores. You got about 12 of those, and it's dominant. All the gas stations owned by them. Nothing in there. We have one black doctor. But what I'm saying is that how are you gonna have a community if you don't circulate your dollars inside a community? Then you don't have a community. You see. And then that's why they wanted to take the high school out, the only high school we had. That would have been the death penalty for the city of Benton Harbor. You see, and they knew that. So we won.
Hey, Pinkney, did you see on the news that some pastors was involved in sex trafficking?
Yeah.
I think they was in Detroit.
Pennsylvania.
That was
wasn't
Detroit,
it?
Wasn't it?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember the city, but I thought
it was either in Ohio or Pennsylvania, one or the other. I'm not sure which one it was. I think it was in Ohio. That's where it was. They had these pastors was in the sex trafficking. They was doing these little girls and stuff like that. Well, you know, you got a lot of churches even here in Benton Harbor where the pastor was, you know, was sleeping around with the little teenage little girls. 12 and 13 years old, and they thought it was all right. You know, we had one case where this guy was molesting this little 12-year-old girl, and he got busted, and his wife works at the courthouse, and they moved the case to Kalamazoo, and they paid off the girl mama. And she has not been seen since. And but that stuff that you know that goes on, and we and but the here's the bad part. We accept it. If you accept it, you just as guilty as that person who's molesting that girl. I don't care what they say. You just as you know that that was going on. You know what's happening. If you you're the one who paid the girl mother off, your butt should be going to jail. So we this is what we are dealing with, you know. And
yeah, so what we got to figure out is what's the solution? What is the solution?
Yeah.
What can we do as a people to protect our people? You know what I mean? And so we need to have a whole hour or 2 hours on that, Pastor Pinkney.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we need to come together and figure out what it's going to do because we need to make the movement for it to happen. And this is something that people don't care about because it ain't happening to them. But, you know, out of all those hundreds of thousands of people that's missing, you know what I'm saying? It's only going to grow. So sooner or later,
right.
It will happen to somebody in your family.
Yeah. And you know, and sometimes even in your family, if somebody, which I hate to say this, and you can call me a liar if you want to, but sometimes they look at it maybe it's one less mouth to feed, you know? And all this kind of stuff. I don't see a mother say anything like that. But if you don't get out here and put pressure on these people, come together with a plan to stop these people from stealing our children and our women, it's going to continue. That's why they do this stuff. You know, we got to change. Absolutely.
Yeah, man, we can't. We really got to figure out something about our little children, man, having them walk into school and they catching the bus at a real, real young age and all that. We gotta figure something out, man. We gotta make a movement to where we got our own bus systems going and picking these people up, and we can create a business from it, and then everybody will benefit from it. We can go get some of these 15 passenger vans, and I mean we can. All we gotta do is come together. That's the main thing. Like, we got to put all of our issues on the table, come together, put our money together, and then we can solve a lot of things by coming together. And Pastor Pinkney, I think you got the Most High bless you with the gift of bringing people together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I think this is a mission that we got to do, man, for our people. It's time, man. We just can't keep sitting back and allowing these other nations to just keep dogging us like this, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the places, Washington D.C., where a lot of girls, black girls, are missing. And it, I don't know whether it's a coincidence or not. You got the White House there. You got 545 of these elected officials who don't mind having some of these little girls running around. You know, I'm not saying all of them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, but something awful peculiar like that. Washington, D.C. had one of the largest number of missing young girls there is. So
man,
what do
it's,
we
it's
do?
All a system design. They got this system going on, man. You know, when somebody missing, they tell you, the police tell you, like, look, oh, we can't even go looking for them until 48 hours have passed. Now they long gone.
Yeah.
Now you probably ain't going to never find them because they probably didn't took them out the country or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So just imagine them getting all these women and taking them to another country and the government not involved. Like, this is where I'm trying to draw this big old picture so you can see that this is not just like a like these people just grabbing women, raping them, killing them. No, they grabbing these women. They putting them on a boat or a plane, and they taking them out of the country to do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely,
it's bad. Now, what? Remember the country that right now that they got? They just grabbing. I think it was I forgot what place in Africa, but they just grabbing people, putting them in slavery, And
right,
selling people
Libya.
Just like it was
400
years ago. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. they're still doing that over here in America, but they just taking the people. Now, man, they hitting you on. I don't know. I seen this video one time where they had a hammer, and they hit this black, this so-called black lady. And I say so-called because we are the true people of the Most High, the Hebrew Israelites. So he hit her on top of the head and crushed her skull, and then everything else. You know, all her organs in her body was good, but they just destroyed the brain. And so, man, it's just bad, man. And I, Pastor Pinckney, I really think that you should take some time to get like a real big platform for people to be able to speak, and we come up with a plan and we do it. And I also can bring a lot of people to the table, you know, because this is something that we shouldn't take lightly at all, because, like I said, you might not care about it now, but when it come up to somebody in your family, you're gonna be like, "Oh man, we gotta do something. We gotta do something before that happens."
absolutely. Because you know, after it happens, it's too late. You know, because they got all kind of resources, to like you said, in 48 hours. And you could be anywhere in the world. You realize that? Mm-hmm. Anywhere in the world, you could be in 48 hours. Wow. Especially with all these jets flying around. And it's
all a plan.
Yeah.
It's all a plan by the government, man. And they know this is going on. That's why they don't bring too much attention to it. You know? Because they don't want everybody getting in a panic. But it's time to panic.
It's
like 64,000 women gone. It's time to panic. And the kids, that's a whole different situation. What's happening to them? You know what I'm saying? These satanic people out here, man, is using them for sacrifices, man. Mm-hmm. And you, I know you don't want your child a part of that. We got to do something. We just can't just be talking about it. We got to get out here and do something. So we need to organize. I mean, everybody, man.
We need to come up with some plans
to protect our people.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
You know, we always got something to do. We're the busiest people in the world. I don't think there's nobody in the whole world busier than black folks. I don't believe it. Because if you go talk to someone, "Oh, I got to go do this. I got this to do. I got that to do. I got this to do. 2 o'clock in the morning, I got this to do," you know. We always got something to do, and we're not out here busting the grape, you know, and which is unfortunate. But we got to change the way we do business, come up with a real plan, execute the plan, and protect our women and children.
It's a must. So the people out there that's listening, please – watch out for your family. You know, watch out for your kids. Don't be listening. My daughter is 6 years old. When it's time for her to go outside and play, I'm right there. I'm going to go get me a chair. I'm going to sit it on the concrete, and I'm ready for whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting her play, but I'm watching her the whole entire time. You know, when we at a store, I'm walking with her. I'm holding her hand the whole time. I'm not just letting her run around and then got to turn around and say, "Where my daughter at?"
Right.
I'm not going to lose her like that. She's too valuable to me. So it's not going to happen.
And that's crucial.
You're going to have to cut my arm off to get her. Hey,
kill me. That's right. Yeah. And you saying something. And see, we got to start setting up this platform and make sure that we're talking about it. Then we got to start executing a plan to protect our women and children. And we got to do it at all costs. There's no such thing as this is not an emergency. This is an emergency, you see. And we got so many issues that we're fighting, but if we don't protect our women and children, we're diluting our power. And that's what they're trying to do now. And even with this guy Epstein situation, now they know that this guy was gone. This guy could have told... I don't believe for one second that he committed suicide. You know, I know the prison system quite well, and I don't believe for one second this guy committed suicide. It's, you know, they can take whatever they want, but I don't believe it. You know, and it's okay. You know, it's okay. Oh, to say, well,
They've been playing that game for years. You know, somebody that's real, that they know that they're gonna be doing something to change something that they don't want to change. They'll do a suicide on them in a minute.
Oh, yeah. You know, they'll what I'm do saying? It. You know, like you said, they'll do it and then call it a suicide. That's how they do. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they.
Yeah.
And remember this, they're on top of their game. You see. We're not on top of our game. That's the problem I see. Until we get on top of our game, it's going to continue just like this. And there's going to be some casualties in this, you know. And you know, we got to face the fact. It's going to be some casualties. But, we got to be willing to take this thing to another level. And also, we need to start getting our children and people prepared just in case all hell breaks loose. We're at war now. This is no conflict. This is the real deal. Yeah.
Yeah, we're at war right now.
That's right. We're at war right now.
And we're just sitting up here taking it, and I'm not trying to entice a riot. I'm not trying to get everybody to, you know, go out and take arms and go into the streets and fight this war. This war that we're fighting, it's a spiritual battle. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Right now. Because the reason why it's a spiritual battle is because the weapons that they use against our minds for us to want to fight back. Like we have to have a different mindset to go into this war. Because right now, we don't even care about us.
Right.
You don't care about yourself. You don't care about your wife. You don't care about your kids. You don't care about your community. You don't care about your God. All you want is lies. That's all you want. Like, the lies feel good to you. That's what the Bible even say that. Like, people just love to hear lies. That when the truth comes out, they don't want to hear it.
No.
They act like this world is so good when it's not.
Yeah.
They got like a system designed to destroy us. Look at what they're trying to do in Benton Harbor.
Yeah.
Attacking a school so the people won't be able, our kids won't be able to learn. This has been going on for 400 years.
Yeah.
It is time for us to say we don't need you no more. We don't want nothing. We don't want to have nothing y'all want. We going to build our own businesses. We going to turn the Black Wall Street back up. We going to bring it all the way back up, and we don't need y'all no more.
Amen.
And they're afraid that that's going to happen. They don't want that to happen, but that's what needs to happen. We need to buy and sell from each other.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And when that happens, because we got all of the talent. All of the talent belongs to us, the so-called Hebrews. And so when we put that talent together and we put the Most High in the midst of it, there is nothing that we can't do. And it's up to us to save our people. It's up to us.
That's
we just can't sit back and just, hey, let's go call the government. Let's go call the police. Let's go call the president. He don't care.
No, absolutely not. He don't care. But look, my brothers, look, you got 1 minute. Tell us whatever you want us to know. And, man, I really, really appreciate you, my brother. You got to come to the city of Benton Harbor and see me. As soon as possible, so we can sit down and analyze our position and plan this war and how we're going to win this war. So take your time and tell me what you want us to know.
All right. I just want everybody to know that's listening, you are very important in the eyes of the Most High. The Most High called you the apple of his eye, right? The reason why this world is being destroyed right now, you're studying all these disasters, is because our people are starting to wake up. And they're starting to worship the one and only creator of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which we have lost for so many years in the past. So if we start coming together, a lot of these things that's happening to us will start falling off. This is the time. The Most High is looking for a certain number of people to love him unconditionally, so he can send his son back to deliver us from the four corners of the earth. And we are so close to that right now. Now, the world is only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It's going to get way worse. So we got to get prepared. We got to start looking out for each other. We got to start caring about each other. And we got to start organized and stop being afraid to put our money in on us. We got to use our money on us from here on out. So I encourage everybody to keep listening to the show. Hopefully Pastor Pinckney will get a special time where we can have an open platform so we can discuss this and let's make moves on it, because I care about me and I care about you. And most importantly, we got to care about the one and only Creator. So all praise to the Most High. Thank you for having me on the show. And I will be listening to the brother that's coming up next.
Amen. And thank you so much. And give your wife a big hug for me. And definitely kiss that baby of yours. And I will see y'all soon. I know you said you was coming, and I'm looking forward to it. And thank you so much for that insight, because, you know, we have to protect our women and children. And if we don't start doing that, we're going to become a dying race. Thank you so much, my brother. And we'll talk. My good friend, Malak, from beautiful, sunny Southern California, Los Angeles. Now I got to bring in my good friend from Columbus, Ohio, the man of the moment, my brother, my good brother. He's down there in Columbus, Ohio, where the Buckeyes, you know, you would call the whole Ohio State Buckeyes. But this is a brother who's been on the front line. He's on the front line, and he's fighting, and he have continued to fight, and he will not stop fighting for anything. My good friend, Minister O'Shea, are you there? Talk to me.
Yes, sir. All praises to the Eternal One, by whatever name you want to call the great Creator, Sustainer, Savior of the universe. In the ancient Hebrew tongue, we say Yahweh. Reverend Pinckney, I'm very proud of you. I am the ambassador to the United Nations for all of the Hebrew Israelites scattered to the four corners of the earth. I go to the United Nations once a year to represent all of the people that I call the Edenites, people that believe that they have been created beings from the Garden of Eden. And, of course, for my particular spiritual tribe, the Hebrew Israelites. At the same time, I am a Baptist minister, a licensed ordained Baptist minister in the church. I have Native American blood. I'm an Indian. I'm an indigenous person to this land, as well as to Africa, as well as to Israel. And that's why the term Eden from the Garden of Edenite is very important. Just so happens to be that I'm also the founder of the economic rights movement. We don't know who founded the abolitionist movement that got the chains off of us, but we know Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth were leaders. We don't know who founded the civil rights movement. We know William Edward Burghardt Du Bois, he liked to be called Du Bois. He started talking about civil rights, and then Rosa Parks sat down on a bus, and then we found the good Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the Montgomery Improvement Association. But we do know who founded the economic rights movement, and I have a copyright on the name, and it's certified with the Secretary of the State of Ohio. The economic rights movement, pulling all the economic projects together, as my good brother was saying earlier. So I'm all these things. I've even got, you know, European physical bloodline, like most of the quote-unquote black folks do in America. So we are all of the peoples wrapped up into one. Dealing with the murders and the kidnapping of our women and children, 150 murders happened at one hospital here in Columbus, Ohio, at Mount Carmel West. They've charged one doctor with 150 murders. And believe it or not, he's out on bail. This white doctor, of course, this white doctor was giving people overdoses of fentanyl, and I do believe that he was harvesting the organs and selling the organs. 150 people. This is one doctor that they caught. What about all the doctors that they have not caught? So that adds to that conversation there. Mount Carmel West Hospital, is under investigation, but we know that this man is charged, this white doctor is charged with 150 murders at Mount Carmel West out on West Broad Street. It's also the 400-year anniversary from 1619 when they brought the first boatload of folks over here. I believe that they were probably Hebrew Israelites captured by some of the African tribes, but then they also captured the African tribes, the ones that were traditional African religions, and then eventually even the Muslim tribes, and shipped them over here too and mixed us all together with the black Indians that was already here once they crossed west of the Mississippi. And 1619, today is the date that they brought us here. So the 400 years is up. Prophetically, the 400 years is up today as far as my count goes. There are Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters in Jamestown, Virginia, at the park right now praying and repenting and strategizing as to what will be the next move. I didn't go to Jamestown today, but they are there in Jamestown, Virginia today, actually praying and repenting and organizing the next move. In 2020, I do plan to go back to the United Nations and represent all of the Edenites, all of the original indigenous paradise people at the permanent forum on indigenous people's issues. And I do plan to take about 100 people inside and have about 1,000 people outside of the UN as we protest. But that, once again, the UN is a sounding board, and we are doing this just to organize our people. It's not enough to talk about the mess. You got to talk about the broom. We see the mess. Where's the broom? We've got to organize. So today is the 400 years. Reverend Pinckney, I'm just as proud of you as I can be because of the work you do in Benton Harbor. They've told you and me not to talk about the missing and kidnapped kids. Like Epstein had the island. They either killed him or he might not even be dead. They might just have got him out of prison and promised him a new life somewhere and said he was dead, put a body up in there and said, oh, this is Epstein. We don't know what happened because we weren't there. But I'm sure that he, as you and the brother said, that he did not commit suicide. I'm absolutely positive that he didn't commit suicide, but they couldn't let him talk because then he's going to tell all his rich billionaire friends to take those young girls and young boys to the island, private islands, and rape them. Not only that, but they harvest their organs. They use the boys for take the testosterone out of them, take the eggs out of the girls, the antifreeze out of the boys, and make cancer serums for these rich billionaire people. And they're trying to live as long as they can because they know when they die they're going to bust hell wide open. So
amen.
I'm still a fire and brimstone preacher, and I just don't preach fire and brimstone folks that are around smoking or drinking. But, you know, you shouldn't do that to your body. But the real fire and brimstone sermon needs to be preached to these 2,000 major corporations and the CEOs and owners of these 2,000 major corporations, monopoly financed capitalist corporations that are ruining our planet, ruining our environment, poisoning our air, poisoning our water, spraying the flu viruses on us every year, making people sick, and then harvesting the organs and using those to make anti-cancer drugs for themselves and their rich family members. So I'm the founder of the Economic Rights Movement. I'm trying to fight the drugs in our community here. I live in South Linden, which has the highest infant mortality rate in the United States of America. Columbus has the highest infant mortality rate in the nation, and South Linden, right where I'm sitting right now, has the highest infant mortality rate in Columbus. Therefore, South Linden, which only has one prenatal clinic, has the highest infant mortality rate in the entire United States of America. And there's a whole discussion there. We were able to save our high school, Linda McKinley High School that I went to. They were going to close it like they wanted to close the one in Benton Harbor. We went down to the school board and threatened to vote them all out if they did not leave our high school open. They closed the little restaurants that we had, the McDonald's and everything else. They took our grocery store. We had to get another one back in place of it with some foreigners started. I couldn't get enough church folk to put their little money together and buy the store. So a foreigner came in and got it, and that's usually what happened. But we did save the high school. Linda McKinley High School is still open, and my report to all of your listeners, Reverend Pinckney, today is that you can stop the gentrification. You can stop it. They are also trying to put driverless buses in South Linden here in November and try to eventually, in the next 5 years, replace as many of our city bus drivers as possible. We call them COTA, Central Ohio Transit Authority. They're trying to get rid of the drivers and make driverless buses. They're making them there in Michigan, where you are, Reverend Pinckney. They even have handicapped buses now. You've got robots making robots, just like in Detroit, where they took all the welders out. And you go to the automobile factories, you got robots making robots. They turn the lights out because the robots don't need to see. And the welds that they're making are so cheap. You take a car, run into a bush, the bush will still standing, and the car will fall apart. So, you know, back in the old days, you run a car into a telephone pole, and the telephone pole would fall down. You know, that's the difference between a robot making a vehicle and a human being making a vehicle. So, you know, we're faced with that piece of technology, and we're trying to stop them from putting the shuttles here in Linden. I'm up against the mayor of the city of Columbus. I'm up against the city council. I'm up against smart cities. We won the smart cities challenge. They started out with 10 or 40 or $50 million, and now they have over $700 million choking in a pipeline to buy these driverless buses. And after they do the city buses, they're going to start on the school buses. And none of my people here in South Linden or the Linden community, period, north or south, wants their kids on a driverless school bus, and they really don't want to ride even on a driverless city bus. But that's what's coming, so that the people won't have any human dignity. You know, there's human dignity in work and having a job and taking care of your family. But they're trying to make it like Will Smith on iRobot, where the robot did everything. People didn't do nothing. Well, you laugh at the Hollywood. You might laugh at the Hollywood script, but that's on the way. It's halfway here now. You can go to peoplebeforerobots.org, look at the website, peoplebeforerobots.org, and you can see what they're doing here in Columbus, Ohio. And I was working with the Transport Workers Union of America. I don't know how long I'll be able to work with them because I don't think they want to spend the kind of money that needs to be done. They need to put a ballot initiative on the ballot in Franklin County here and tell the city in Franklin County that they cannot replace the bus drivers with robot buses. But I don't know if TWU has that much heart or that much courage to do that or that much will. So I'm praying right now for this country, America, which is our country. We built the country. We built it from the ground up, so we might as well claim it. We might as well take over the slave ship. We are the descendants of the slaves that they could not kill. So we need to be proud descendants of those people, and we need to talk about who we are as a people, whether you're Moabite, whether you're Hebrew Israelite, whether you're a Kemite, Egyptian, or whether you're Muslim, whatever you are. I still say the overall topic is Edenite. There's only one race, that's the human race. But we have no name as a people. And I have been divinely inspired to say Edenite. And I take that to the United Nations when I go as the ambassador. I represent all the people who claim to be Edenites, original indigenous paradise people. And I represent the Hebrew Israelites scattered to the four corners of the earth. I represent some of the folks in Dimona, Israel, about 5,000 strong, some in Tel Arad, Israel. Some in Australia, all across the islands, and all across the United States, and even some in Polynesia and Melanesia. So that's why I'm Reverend Pinckney. There's a lot of things we could talk about, but the whole idea is that we all have to come together. As my brother just said, we got to work together. A lot of people are doing a lot of things. There are more churches and mosques and synagogues in the quote-unquote black community than there are in any other community in the world. We got churches right next to churches, synagogues and tabernacles and mosques right next to each other. But yet, with all of that, it doesn't seem like we can put our little money together and buy us some stores and buy us some clothing factories and buy us some shoe factories. And a brother, Matt Lassner, he invented the shoe. He invented the shoe machine to make the shoes. Jan Hurst Matzlinger. So. We don't even make shoes. We don't even make shoestrings. But yet we're always complaining. So it's time to stop complaining, to get off of the drugs, to have the young man pull their pants up on their behinds, work on getting the brothers out of the prisons, because our women and children are being subjugated because almost half of our male population is locked up behind bars.
Yeah.
You've seen them
yeah.
when you've been there, Rem. You've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen
yeah.
them. I was in there for 16 years in Michigan on a false charge. So I've seen them locked up. They lock it up more every day. They give them dead men's numbers. Numbers, I saw some young boys come in, 18, 19 years old, with numbers that were way lower than mine. I had the number they gave me was 228-827. And young
mm-hmm.
boys coming in with 134 numbers and 102 numbers. I said, how'd you get that number? They said, we don't know. Looked it
wow.
up. They were dead men's numbers cause, so they could hide.
Wow.
The prisons, the MDOC could hide the amount of people that they were putting in prison. They started giving the young boys dead men numbers. So that they're doing all of that. It's one big mess, but it's all designed to keep us under control and to keep the money in the hands of those billionaires and trillionaires that run this country and run the world, the monopoly finance capitalists. And they got one problem. They got a guy in the White House who's crazy, and he's liable to start a nuclear war if he gets a second term, and that will mess up business as usual. And maybe the Almighty, Yahweh, the Eternal One, the Living Elohim, maybe he will let that happen, because if he starts a third world war, then you will have, I hope that that doesn't happen. I'm praying it doesn't happen. I'm praying we get somebody in the White House with some sense and some dignity and some respect. But if it doesn't happen, because you got the House divided, it cannot stand, you got 25 candidates running on the Democratic ticket, some on the Green Party ticket, some on the Libertarian ticket, other independents, but all of these people who say that they love the world, love people and love America, all these people are divided, fighting each other. I've seen the two debates. It was a madhouse. They all attacking
yeah.
each other. Biden,
absolutely.
Biden attacking Elizabeth Warren. Warren attacking Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders attacking all of them. You know, they're all attacking each other. And a house divided, my Bible tells me, a house divided cannot stand. So we have to pray for unity. Not only pray for it, we got to get out into these streets, as my brother said, and work for unity, just like you're doing, Reverend Pinckney, up there in Benton Harbor. I was so glad to visit with you a year or so ago when you got out of the joint from that false charge. I was so glad to see you and your lovely wife reunited. I didn't know what to do, but it's a wonderful thing. So I'm here in Columbus, Ohio. You can reach me at coal, C-O-A-L, like a lump of burning coal, 7130 at yahoo.com. That's coal, 7130 at yahoo.com. That's my email. I am Minister Kujenga Elia Ashe, the ambassador to the United Nations for all the people who claim to be Edenites from the Garden of Eden and for the Hebrew Israelites scattered to the four corners of the earth. And that includes all of the Native American brothers and sisters that we're mixed with, who mixed with us, that we remixed with when we escaped from slavery. We're all one people. We're all one people. And we've got to stop fighting each other and trying to push different theologies over other folks, whether you Christian, Muslim, you practice religion of Judaism, whether you practice Islam, whatever you practice, as long as you're worshiping the same God that created the universe, you're worshiping the same God that all the other folks are worshiping. So that's my message, Reverend Pinckney, and I really thank you for your time,
hey,
and I really love you,
and
I appreciate you and your lovely wife.
All right, and I really, you know, tell your wife, give her a big hug and a kiss for me, and hey, it's my pleasure, you know, to have you on my show. But look, next year we're gonna get ready for Occupy the PGA, next year 2020 in May. So we want you to come with your horn, and we're gonna show up and show out on that level. But look, I gotta let
yes,
you go. I gotta bring in my good friend Belinda Brown. And and then we'll take it from there. My brother, love you, and have a great day. All right, now that was my brother there.
Hey,
Belinda Brown. What's up? What's
Pastor
up, Belinda Brown?
That's the big
Parker Brown. It's going down.
I concur with my brother Cole. I need his phone number. Because it's going down here in the state of Louisiana. I've been so busy moving and shaking across the state, Pastor Pinckney, and we're calling it the call. The call, October the 5th, right here in Louisiana on the Capitol steps. and we call, it's a call to prayer for the greatest human right movement that have ever happened in this century, Pastor Pickney. So we're excited about it. People coming from all over the world. We're getting a lot of high-profile attention of actors, you know, artists and people that, you know, clergy. I'm telling you, Pastor Pickney, they're coming from all over. We also looking to have a 100-man choir, you know, in the stands with us. So that's going to be a great sight to see, Pastor Pickney. So I just want to give that announcement. That's October the 5th, Louisiana. We're asking everyone to come and stand with us and pray with us and just shake the whole heavens, Pastor Pickney, so that we can, you know, be united for the release of thousands of people that have been wrongfully incarcerated here in the state of Louisiana. I believe that this is the place to be, Pastor Pickney, for the whole world to see what happens when the people unite and come together.
There you go. There you go. So that's going to be to the capital in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, huh?
Yes, Baton Rouge on the Capitol steps, Pastor Pickney. We asked the people to bring buses, caravans. We just, you know, want people that can't come, we want them to support. We're putting information out right now on our website, on, you know, all of the social media tools. You know, I'm telling you, I just got off the phone with Danny Glover. Danny is trying to juggle his schedule around so that he can come.
Now.
You know, I want you here, Pastor Pickney. You know, we're reaching out to all of our brothers and sisters across the country, you know, that are in the Nation of Islam. We want everybody, Pastor Pickney, just like my brother just said. You know, it's only one God, you know, but it's power when we all come together and we know who we are. You know, we know who we are and we unite and we're saying right now, Louisiana United would never be defeated. Louisiana United would never be defeated.
There you go. There you go. Hey, that's beautiful. And you know, it doesn't get any better than
that. October the 5th, the whole world is watching us right now. Just like the whole world was watching us doing Katrina, Pastor Pickney. You know, everybody, all eyes on Louisiana. It needs to start here because I'm telling you, we know for a fact that Louisiana took the lead in the most corrupt state in the country, okay, out of all 50 states, and then Mississippi was number two. You know, we've just been able to turn that around a little bit, but we need help. We need more help, and we need the people to come and stand with us because I believe it's going to spread across the entire country like a wildfire when they see what's going to take place here in the state of Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, I can see it all right now. It's coming together, and the people are moving, and this is a major, major issue. And I think that it's going to get nothing but help from around the world.
Yes, indeed, Pastor Pickney. It's like a clarion call, and that's the reason why we're calling it the call to unite with us. We want the people to unite with us here in Louisiana, Pastor Pickney, so that we can be the light to shine on all of this darkness and all of this corruption and all of this evil, wicked stuff that's been going on. We want to be that light right now, except in Baton Rouge. You know, we got to get some buses there. You know, I want Marion Kramer out there in Detroit. I hope Marion be listening to the show.
All right,
Claire. I want Claire.
I'm going to give you a number to call her.
Okay. All right, and I want Mr. Coleman, that man just got off the phone because he can be a part of the lineup. We need people like him to speak because his words is very powerful. He's speaking what we want to see. You know, that's what
Minister
we want to see.
O'Shea.
We want to see the unity.
Hmm? There you go. That's Minister O'Shea and Malak. You already know him. So we got this thing down to an art. I'm going to send out an email to see can we get people there on October the 5th, and especially some of the people that I got a lot of friends that's in Baton Rouge. I'm hoping, because that's where my dad is from, Baton Rouge. So I'm going to see who I might still know there. I don't know any folks, but I'll do what I can to get folks stirred up down there because I never thought to contact him. You know, all these years, we never say hi or bye to him. They never write since my dad died. But that was about it.
Wow.
So,
well, I'm here
yeah.
to tell you that JC and you know Beyonce them. You know, we got a lot of artists down here in
uh-huh.
Louisiana and all is right outside. You know, we're asking everybody to come. We also asking, you know, Bishop Paul Martin, you know, his church and all of them to get buses and stuff to come to the Capitol. You know, and Pastor, I'm telling you, I just seen the vision. I just seen the vision with you standing on the step right along with this movement, because this is what it's all about, Pastor Pinckney. You know, until we expose what's going on, you know, and stand with somebody to help. You know, when we start helping other people, that's when we're going to see God's hand move in a mighty way. And that's what we're saying. We need help here in Louisiana. We need help. We need help. We need everybody to come, Pastor Pinckney. Well, we know everybody's not going to come, but we know that the ones that can't come, they still can support us.
Amen. Amen. Listen, Belinda Brown, we have just ran out of time, and I want you to come on next week and give it to her, because I'll give you more time and you can do what you need to do. So listen, everybody, I want to thank my good friend, Malak. I want to thank you for being on the show. Minister Shea, love you. Belinda Brown, I don't even have to tell you. You my girl, and I know it's going down. Belinda Brown. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good time. We'll all talk soon. Same time, same station next week.